News, talk, and sports on both sides of the Wisconsin River. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO, 1230 AM.
Brewers lost 4-0 to the Dodgers, and that's the kindest thing I can say about it right now. So maybe we'll chat more about the ball game later. Unfortunately, up in the 7th Congressional District at the far northern end of it, there's an additional reason why folks should consider their vote. And that is based on, you know, the condition of Lake Superior. We are fortunate enough to live to have two great lakes on our borders. And in Lake Superior, obviously the northernmost and very much the coldest of the Great Lakes, it's the one place where you would not expect to find the blue-green algae blooms that show up in warmer waters and, you know, have been showing up in some of the other Great Lakes. The algae blooms are not, you know, completely unheard of in Lake Superior, but they would come up, you know, very briefly near the shore. But in October of last year, we did a story at Up North News, upnorthnewswi.com, about how a changing climate is having an impact and bringing about more frequent algae blooms on Lake Superior and being found in new locations. And since that time, this is only a condition that has only increased. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel actually has had a recent story about it. This is your canary in the coal mine. These are the, you know, alarm bells that are going off, that when you get a signal from a lake as northern and as cold as Lake Superior, that tells you about the level of, you know, nutrients, what we would kindly call manure or fertilizer or, you know, other waste that ends up in there. And then what happens is the algae essentially, you know, sucks up the oxygen. It creates a dead zone below that. It can get to the point where it's actually harmful to people, can be fatal to pets. You know, there are, you know, dogs that have jumped into waters filled with algae blooms that have died. And, you know, these are things that I think people hear at first and think, well, what are you going to do? Right. That's, you know, there's nothing you can do. And we've said before, and we're going to say again, these things are not necessarily irreversible, and it certainly doesn't mean that you shouldn't try. And even if we don't see the immediate benefits of changing what we're doing to the climate, our children or our grandchildren certainly can. And, you know, the last thing any of us should want is for our grandchildren to be cursing us long after we're gone because, you know, our selfishness, got in the way of doing the right thing, of, you know, avoiding the nutrients and the possible contamination, you know, into the bad river as it flows into Lake Superior, or, you know, the things that we do around the Twin Ports. So when you have people like President Biden, like a Democratic Congress, and now with Governor Evers, using resources to actually focus on, you know, the Great Lakes coasts to improve the ports, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and of course, Superior and Duluth, you're doing things that, again, can't undo all the damage, but you can at least stop being part of the problem. We'll continue to see, at least in the very near term, these things happen. The question, and it's fair to ask Republican candidates, the question is that if you're elected, if Republicans take control, will you continue this work to do less damage to the Great Lakes? Or will the algae blooms get worse? Will the water quality get worse as the lake levels rise with more and more frequent and heavier rainfalls? Will the lakes continue to cause shoreline erosion? And will you tell us that that's just inevitable and that's just nature? Or will you understand that, you know, there's something more to it and there's something that's in our power? Ron Johnson was asked about that when he was first running for Senate in 2010. And as it turns out, it was on this day in August of 2010, as Ron Johnson was running for Senate for the first time, that he was asked about a changing climate. And his answer was, I absolutely do not believe that, you know, the science of man-caused climate change is proven, not by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's far more likely that it's just sunspot activity or something. Ron Johnson, August 16th, 2010. Happy anniversary to that gem of Ron Johnson telling you that climate change is caused by sunspots. There's so many times where we're just silent here, Luke, because what do you say besides?
That one almost leaves you speechless, because I don't know how else you respond to that. But the important thing to note, too, about the Great Lakes, Pat, is they were not as clean as they have been now, always. So, like, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative was a super important multi-state national approach to cleaning up the Great Lakes. So we already have systems in place that could help address these problems as well, if we have elected officials that admit that they are problems and want to use the resources to address them. Because we have the ability to do it. We know that we can clean up the Great Lakes. We know that we can affect change in the Great Lakes system. You just, they have to have the political leaders with the political will to do it.
And acknowledging that progress has indeed been made, the Clean Water Act passed in 1972. And, you know, again, I was a young person back then, but I remember how bad it was, how bad pollution was, air pollution, you know, Lake Erie catching on fire, you know, the Charles River in Boston, you know, catching on fire. It's progress has been made, but only if you want to continue it. Otherwise, you end up going backwards. And that's something we may be seeing later today near the pristine but ever threatened waters of Alaska, where Sarah Palin is on the ballot and could be this close to becoming a member of Congress.
So we got Liz Cheney and Sarah Palin both on the primary ballots today.
Liz Cheney is quite likely to go down today in the Republican primary in Wyoming, and Sarah Palin has a chance of advancing in the primary in Alaska today. And what prompted me to note this was seeing a photo just now on the wires of Sarah Palin's ex-in-laws, Jim and Faye, hosting an election eve party for Palin's opponent, because that family is not exactly having the happiest of times. So we could be, I mean, just imagine a Congress that has Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin joining it, that has Sarah Palin joining it, and then has your usual cast of characters, your Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman, Scott Fitzgerald, you know, Jim Jordan. And then imagine that group in the majority. And again, the lack of any forward thinking progress, whether we're talking about, you know, our Great Lakes or, you know, just job and infrastructure growth. We'd be in for quite a ride, depending on how things go. This is Up North News. We'll talk to Bob Look, candidate for state Senate in the 29th district, and much more in our next hour.